Officials in Gatlinburg have been begging visitors to return. Now, they'll see if that happens. The city's downtown reopens tomorrow, 10 days after the wildfire that stunned the area. The fire destroyed 1,800 structures and killed 14 people. Many worry it will hinder the biggest economic driver around, tourism. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
At a press conference less than 48 hours after the evacuation, Gatlinburg Mayor Mike Werner stepped up to the podium. His home and business had burned down in the fire. He was still wearing the same plaid shirt he had worn the day before. The first thing he said was that the town was going to be okay.
And if you really, really want to do something for Gatlinburg, come and visit us. Come back and vacation here. Come back and stay in our hotels and our condos and our chalets and eat in our restaurants and enjoy our attractions.
Gatlinburg is a city of just 4,000, but it has about 12 million visitors each year. Officials say the industry accounts for nearly 3/4 of the city's jobs. If the fire keeps tourists away, that's a particular concern at this time of year. December is usually the last busy month before a slow period. Everything's decorated for the holidays. Just down the road is Gatlinburg's larger sister city, Pigeon Forge, which prides itself on installing 5 million lights each holiday season. One of the hotels, called the Inn at Christmas Place, is Yuletide-themed all year long, although marketing chief Janet Donaldson says this, of course, is usually a peak season.
We actually have Santa's suite on the top floor, and I would show it to you, but it's entirely booked until January.
Most of Pigeon Forge escaped the fire, but the industry still had to reassure people it was okay to come.
Somebody wrote today and asked if we had much smoke damage, and I was able to explain that we are very fortunate to be safely away from the fire area.
Gatlinburg took a bigger hit. The whole downtown has been closed since last Monday. Several businesses burned, along with rental cabins scattered throughout the mountain town. That means not only loss of tourism, but also loss of tourism jobs. Rufus Searles moved to Gatlinburg from Florida earlier this year to work at a restaurant. He lives in an apartment in the same building. It didn't burn, he says, but he knows there will be layoffs.
More than likely, because of all the damage, a lot of people won't be spending money like they were. They won't be coming here for vacation. But it's going to cost us a lot of business and probably cost some of us our jobs.
Gatlinburg officials are trying hard to overcome the images of rubble and roaring flames. This week, the mayor put out a video showing off the city's main commercial strip, which is largely intact. He thanked people for donations and prayers, but said the best way to help, even right now, is to plan a trip. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.